Did you hear?
The good weather is going to last until the weekend and pretty much to the rest of the month, which is excellent news for Race for Life, which is coming up at Hudson's Field in Salisbury on Sunday the 14th of July. And I'm pleased to say that joining us this morning is a lady called Cheryl Glyn Baker, who's going to be doing Race for Life and wants to share her story. Morning, Cheryl.
Good morning, Martin.
Thank you very much for coming in. This isn't the first year that you've taken on Race for Life, but this year, slightly different circumstances for yourself. Tell us why that is, Cheryl.
It is. In January of this year, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. And since my diagnosis, I have gone through surgery, two lots of surgery in March. And I've started chemotherapy. There are six chemotherapies to do, and I've just completed four of those six, so only two to go. Roll on 8th of August, which is the last one.
And when you found out that you had breast cancer, what kind of stuff goes through your mind when you first get that conversation with the doctor?
It's just a shock. It's a shock. And I think everybody probably goes through the same thing, particularly for me, as I have a three-year-old daughter. So that was a real concern to me. But it's a positive mental attitude. You have to turn things around. Lots of people are diagnosed with different conditions, and it's how you deal with it. I think without your positive mental attitude, you're going to struggle.
And obviously, as you mentioned, you've done Race for Life a number of years before.
I have.
When you signed up last year, and obviously before any of this all happened, why did you get involved with it then? Was it something that you thought you wanted to support anyway?
It's always been something I've wanted to support, and I actually do quite a lot of charity work through my own work. And I did have a very good friend who had breast cancer, who I wanted to support. So it's always been something close to my heart. I just didn't think it would affect me quite as it has.
For anyone that hasn't done it before, Cheryl, what's it actually like on the day itself?
Oh, it's an amazing day. It's a total mixture of emotions and fun and strengthening. Certainly for me, for this year, I feel really, really strengthened by it and the fight for cancer and the advances that are being made, to be honest with you, and the support. I've got lots of people from work, my daughter's school and my fitness classes all coming along and grouping up together, so it's absolutely amazing. It's an amazing day.
It certainly seems, Cheryl, that you haven't let this affect you since you found out about your diagnosis and your treatment. You've not let it get in your way at all, have you?
I've tried not to. Yeah. I think the positive mental attitude in beating it is really, really important to all the ladies. Of course, you have to adjust your life. That's only natural. But with a positive mental attitude, you're going to keep your immune system up. You're going to keep releasing your endorphins so you feel good. And that's good for your body. As soon as your immune system's down, it's not going to help. So I think really you do have to try and concentrate as much as you can on the positives. As I say, lots of people are diagnosed with illnesses day in, day out. And it's really how you look at it and how you treat it, basically.
And is your daughter old enough to understand what mummy's been going through or not?
I'm not entirely sure that she does, to be perfectly honest with you. She knows that mummy has lost her hair. And that's the only thing that really is, you know.
So is she going to be doing Race for Life one day?
Of course she will, yes. She'll probably want to do it this year, but I think I may, well, just leave her on the sidelines watching.
5K might be a little
bit far. Yeah, a little bit too much for her.